What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm back here in San Cristobal. It's been a little bit over 2 years since I was last here. Last time I was here was at the tail end of Scamarona, so the place was recovering. So for those of you guys don't know, San Cristobal is about 7,000 feet above the ground. We're in the highlands. And because it's 7,000 feet above the sea level, obviously it's cold. It's like upper 50s right now. During the day, it's like 70s, maybe upper 60s, lower 70s. Weather here is rather good. It's rather sunny most of the time. So tonight, they're celebrating the Day of the Dead, which is like Halloween, but it takes place on November 1st and 2nd, I believe. Of course, I don't celebrate any of this satanic mumbo-jumbo, but we might as well walk around, get a couple of video for you guys out here. Just show you what's going on, man. So, San Cristobal, it's a small town. It's a very touristic. As you guys can see, a lot of restaurants, a lot of people are out here. It's very touristic for the natives of Mexico and obviously foreigners. You get a lot of liberal white women walking around, man. And like Aaron Clary said, you know, there's nothing more a liberal white woman can't stand than people having fun. You know, they're always trying to fuck shit up. Luckily, the language barrier doesn't work in their favor. Most of the time, guys, I'm just gonna be quiet during this video. You guys can watch. There's really not much for me to talk about. Like I said, last time I was here, it was a little bit over 2 years ago. Obviously, this place got a lot more popular. There's a lot of movement around, a lot of police, security like that, because this is a very, very popular tourist place. So, you know, you can't have like cartels and gangbangers and murderers running around, you know. So, you're gonna see a lot of police activity and private security around here. So, this is one of the squares over here, guys. That's one of the squares. I'm gonna walk through that square, then I'm gonna go over there. That's where Starbucks is. Believe it or not, when I come here, I go to Starbucks, but when I go to Colombia, I go to Juan Valdez. So Juan Valdez is my Colombian Starbucks. So again, guys, it's Eve of the Dead or something like that. This is why you see Halloween shit, even though it's already the 2nd of November. This is why you see Halloween shit still up like that over there. Because again, apparently in Latin America, they observe Night of the Dead, which again, to me, it's all Satanism. I don't subscribe to any of that mumbo jumbo, you know. You got a church over there, guys. I took pictures over there before. This is where we came from over there, okay? It's about 10 o'clock at night. You know, a couple hours ago, man, you couldn't even walk in here. That's how crowded it is, you know? In Latin America, I took notice, well, everywhere in the world, really. By 10 o'clock, it's pretty much, you know, all the crowds are pretty much gone by 10 o'clock. I guess kids got school and all that mumbo jumbo. So, like I said, this is a square over here. You got banks over there, ATMs, shit like that. And like I said, you know, when you go to an ATM, is going to ask you, do you want to accept or decline our conversion rate? If you hit accept, they're going to rip you off. If you hit decline, you're going to get the actual international exchange rate. In other words, they're asking you in a polite way, do you want us to rip you off? You just hit decline and you get your money. By the way, guys, this is a Mexican energy drink, 15 pesos, which is under a dollar. I don't even bother with Monster or any of that crap. So, like I said, guys, you got festivities going on, shit like that. Again, police over there. Private security. People having fun. That's police over there as well. As you guys can tell, I'm the tallest person in this motherfucking town, dude. With the exception of some gringos, I'm the tallest motherfucker in here. Maybe we're gonna go around this later on. For those of you guys who don't know, Chiapas, the state of Chiapas, which I'm in, it used to be part of Guatemala. So a lot of people here really are Guatemalan. They're not Mexican, they're Guatemalan. But unlike, you know, Guatemalans, you know, guys, I've been to Guatemala, right? You know, Guatemalans in Guatemala are short, brown and fugly. But the Guatemalans here, especially the women, they're rather hot. They look a little bit Asian and exotic. That's OXXO over there. That's like their version of a 7-Eleven. Okay, let's go walk around this place. Let's go walk around. Okay, apparently we can't walk around it. Oh well, it is what it is. Let's go walk down one of the streets. So this is the square that we're walking in. This is the most popular area of San Cristobal, which is what we're walking around right now. See, you got like fucking security and police all over the place. This is a very safe area, guys. If it wasn't safe, I wouldn't be doing this MGTOW walk and talk shit. There's a Starbucks over here somewhere. Where the hell? Oh, there it is. It's over there. Guys, this is not an everyday thing. It's a celebration tonight, so this is not like your everyday thing, okay? That's Starbucks over here, guys. This is Starbucks. Look at it. Look how jam-packed it is, dude. Look at that. And they're open until 11 o'clock at night. They're open until 11 o'clock at night here. Police is all over the place. Yeah, because of the celebration. This is
not an everyday thing. And there you go, police over there as well.
This is where most of the upscale restaurants are in this street. Definitely doing pay to play. Let's see if we can get the light. Yeah, a lot of hippies and yuppies in this area, man. So the thing about Starbucks, guys, is that Starbucks is pretty much selling their coffee at an American rate. Like, the extra large cup of coffee I get, it's 57 pesos, which is almost $3. And they pay their workers $15 a day rather than $15 an hour. Their rent is probably a third of what they have back in America. So Starbucks is actually making more money in the third world than they are back in America. So you guys out there, if you really want to make money, do what I do, okay? You know what I'm doing, right? I'm franchising Egyptian shawarma. And I'm gonna do it in the third world, guys, okay? Because you'll make more money in the third world than you will in America. Now, I'm very fortunate that back in America, my parents helped me buy the truck. And that rent is free at my parents' place. So, we don't have to worry about rent. We don't have to worry about paying somebody else. Eventually, we will. But at the end of the day, guys, I would rather do something in Colombia, in Mexico, in Ukraine. Colombia is probably going to be number one because I have a trusted source in Colombia. Not to mention, I think the Colombian government is a little bit cleaner and I don't have to worry about cartels and all that mumbo jumbo, you know. So I'll do Colombia before I do any other country when it comes to business. All right. So I'm going to make a U-turn. There's several other streets like this that go parallel to one another, perpendicular to one another. And you get to see more. So let's make that U-turn and go down another street. So pretty much how this works is that from the main square where we were, where the concert was, there is streets going up, down, left, right from the square. And all those streets, you got like, I think you have like four major streets here that are kind of like this, okay? That have a lot of prisons on them. So, even though today is like a special day, that's why everybody's out and about, the reality of the matter, guys, is that most of the time, it's similar to this, okay? People out and about, walking, having fun, enjoying life. It's relatively cheap here in San Cristobal, even though this is a very, very popular area for rich people. It's still relatively cheap, you know. You can cook your own food for, again, under $8. You can probably eat a good meal out here for no more than $10 per person, maybe even less. So, it's not bad, dudes. I love bakeries here in Latin America. I love bakeries. Love them, love them, love them. I'm gonna show you a bakery in a couple of minutes, guys. I go there, I get my donuts from there for literally 50 American cents. You get a donut. Try doing that in America. All right, let's move it, let's move it, let's move it. All right. And they're open until 11 o'clock. Starbucks back in America is not even open to 9 o'clock anymore. Now that guy was the only guy I've seen who was almost my height. I said almost. Okay, this is another street we go down. But it's not that popular. Maybe during the day it's a little bit more busy than this, but it's not important enough for me to go down the street right now. It's not popping enough for me to show it to you guys. It's not worth it. Again, this is Axel. This is their version of 7-Eleven, okay? Mexican 7-Eleven. No, we didn't come down. Did we come down the street? Wait a second. Did we come down the street? I don't think so. I don't think we came down the street. Oh, disculpe. Did we come down the street? I don't think so. The pizza smells really good. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's a boardwalk. Subway. Literally, it's American prices. You are almost paying American prices for shitty Subway, but yet a third of the rent and $15 a day rather than $15 an hour to employees. No, we didn't come down the street. Oh, by the way, guys, I do over here, if you want to go to the airport, you want to go around Mexico, always use ADO, A-D-O, for bus services. You can also use airplanes. They're a lot quicker, and they probably cost as much as the bus. So the bus is really good if you're just going, you know, places that are just a couple of hours away. There we go. Crowded ass area. I heard that's a good place, Cathyology. I've been there before. But you guys know me. I'm a creature of habit. Corey still got himself a white girl, but she wasn't much to look at, so. That's Maradona right there, I guess. That's another street, but again, not important enough. Guys, if you're ever in Mexico, go to this Panera place. Dona Isabella. They got donuts, they got nice stuff. Let me show you over here. That's their menu as a restaurant, okay? But if you go inside, you can buy donuts, shit like that. It's really good. 50 American cents for a donut. Is that a guy or a girl? I think it's a girl. I just want to show you some prices, okay? Divide by 20, and that's American dollars. For example, espresso, $2. Oh yeah, that's another thing. you get these loser white people like selling shit on the side of the street here. It's like, damn. Telling you guys, woman here ain't bad looking. Ain't bad looking. Telling you, you put some white in these dark skinned woman, you get a good combination. Again, guys, small side streets, not worth it for us to go down. I want to see if there's a restaurant menu posted outside so I can show you some prices. As of today, there it is. Okay, divide by 20. Okay, club sandwich, $7. Hawaiian, Mexicana, divide those numbers by 20. Whatever you guys see divided by 20, that's how much it's gonna cost us in American dollars, okay? Fajitas, that's $7. Seven times two, well, you know, seven and a half, I guess. Omelette, that's less than $5. That's not bad. That's really not bad. What's this omelette tapioca? That's $6, $6.50 over here. Again, these prices are not bad. Oh, hamburger, classic hamburger. Artisanal, 170 grams. Premium, tomatoes. Cibola is, I forgot what cibola is. 140, does it come with Papa's, AKA French fries? I don't know. I don't know if the burgers come with French fries or not. Probably. Pizza is, pizza is more on the expensive side. It's close to like $9 to $10 for pizza, as you guys can clearly see. Hamburgers are dirt cheap, but again, does it come with papas? Papas is French fries. Oh, well, we'll find out together. Oh, yeah, I just got a message saying my phone is about to die. So, like I said, guys, we're only looking at the more popular area of town, okay? Weirdos. Guys, when you're traveling, avoid Westerners who travel, because most Westerners who travel, I took notice, especially the younger ones, they tend to be losers back home. So they come here thinking that they're a big shot, you know. So this is why I tell you guys, avoid Westerners when you travel in non-Western countries, unless, you know, they're based, you know, because, I mean, I'll think about it, dudes. If you're going to go to a place like San Cristobal or Colombia or Pattaya, what are you going to do there as a dude, you know? You're going to go there to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, a woman you can't get back home. If you're a girl, what are you going to do, you know? You're going to go there to whore it out, you know? But yeah, these people want to act like they're cultured and sophisticated. Hell no, you ain't, motherfucker. I just don't like, I don't like posers, you know. I don't like people who lie, you know. If you're about pussy, man, just come out and say it, dude. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't be a hypocrite. So this might be the end for us. Ooh. What's that? Loft? Aquí? Nah. I told you guys, I want to rent a nice place for the... I want to rent a nice place for Egyptian shawarma. I'm just looking at places, that's all. Alright, this is the end of this area. Like I said, man, I'm just showing you the most popular areas here. I think we have one more street left. I don't know if we have enough power for it, but we'll find out. Luckily, I know where my Airbnb is, so even if this phone does lose power, it's fine. I know where my Airbnb is. It's only like 6 minutes away from Starbucks. And what's today, guys? Today's what, Saturday? I mean, do you guys see places like this in America where people are walking around having fun? Korean food, you know, probably expensive as hell. Yeah, she's cute. I'll probably holler at her later on if I bump into her again. Dude, it's so fucking easy to pick up women here. Especially if you're tall and decent looking, you know, you can't be like fucking Yogi Obe short or Coach Bechpel fugly, you know, it doesn't work like that. Telling you guys, the height pill is real. Like I said, outside of a few gringos, I'm like the tallest person in there. Yeah, it's beginning to calm down. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock now, I guess. So it's beginning to calm down. But again, guys, we're 7,000 feet up in the mountains. It's probably upper 50s right now. I mean, I have to admit, this is like the best weather outside of California. In fact, I would say this weather is better than California. And the reason behind it is because since we're 7,000 feet up in the mountains, the weather stays pretty much the same, you know? So this weather is better than California, because in California, summertime, California can get really hot in the summertime. But here, not really, dudes. The higher you are, the more stable the weather is. Again, you got this white woman who's hanging out with these losers. I don't know why. It's like white women are attracted to losers. So we're gonna go back to the town square. We're gonna go down one more street, and that's probably gonna be that for us. I just passed a shitload of police with machine guns. They didn't even look at me like, what's this nigger doing? Because, you know, this is, again, a tourist place, you know? They're not gonna stop you if you're, like, fucking taking video. telling you guys, height is real. Okay, this guy is about my height.
Hard to be with other people.
Yeah. He spoke English. Again, this is, again, like I said, guys, with the exception of some gringos, I'm like the tallest motherfucker here. Come down from this street? I don't think we did. Nah, other than this, I don't think this street has anything going on it other than what we see here. It's not worth it. Again, guys, this is the main square. So, oh shit, look at all the police, man. Okay, let's not get anybody's attention. So, even though we might be missing a street or two, you pretty much saw everything you really needed to see. People walking out and about, colors, a lot of restaurants, shit like that, you know. And again, guys, this is a very tranquil, calm, small city, man. So, it's actually nice to be here. I mean, honestly, dudes, I can see myself staying here for a month, updating MGTOW TV while I'm at it, you know, go to the gym in the beginning of the morning, then later on at night I'll go to like Starbucks, shit like that. I think we came from here. Okay, wait a second. Okay. We came from here. This is where we initially came from. Then we went down straight over that way. Yeah, they're wrapping shit up, dudes. Look at this, look at this screen, look at this screen, look at this screen. Something to look forward to, dudes. That's how you keep these people in control. Give them something to look forward to. Okay, we went down that way. Tulum. Guys, don't go to Tulum, which is next to like Cancun. Tulum is a fucking tourist trap. So we went down that way. Did we go down that way? Okay, with the exception of, again, guys, with the exception of gringos, I'm like the tallest one here. So, yeah, guys, I think we pretty much saw everything, honestly. Okay, I got the warning that I'm down to like 10% battery, so I'm gonna wrap it up. I think we saw everything we needed to see. I think we saw everything we needed to see, man. We went down the busiest streets here. So, yeah. And maybe I'll do a day shot for you tomorrow, maybe. But yeah, guys, we're done, man. So you guys pretty much got a night tour of San Cristobal. Again, you got festivities. This is why they have all this stuff going on. Day of the Dead or the Night of the Dead. I'll see how it is tomorrow, after tomorrow. But in general, you do have a lot of people walking around. It's upbeat, shit like that. But tonight is a special night, so it was a little bit extra crowded. But in general, guys, yeah. There's life around here, unlike back in America. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.